From FloydCountyRecord.com and KFLP, this is On the Record. I'm Alex Striggers. Our guest today is Gary Sackett. He's a certified nurse practitioner, and he's the most recent addition to Covenant West Texas Family Medicine at the Cogdell Clinic in Floydada. Gary, thanks for joining us. Now, we're glad you're here in Floydada, and I think I can speak for everyone when I say that. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Who is Gary Sackett, and how did you get here?
Well, I'm originally from Slayton, Texas. Actually born in Lewiston, Idaho, and moved to Slayton in second grade. So I always tell people I was born a Yankee but raised a Southerner, and that's kind of held pretty good for me. Everybody accepted me. Currently live in Slayton still, about to move to Rawls, just recently got married, and Rawls will be my home, and so it's a whole lot closer to make it to Floydada than that long drive that I've been driving back and forth. So
yeah, well, congratulations on that, and I'm sure you'll find that Rawls is just a lovely little town and a great place for you and your wife Missy and those 9 kiddos and 2 grandkids. So let's talk a little bit about the clinic. You've been here for how long at this clinic?
Would have been here the 1st of October, but like I said, I got married September the 25th, and I promised my wife a hotel room and a nice getaway. Wound up having to have gallbladder surgery 2 days later, so the room I promised her was a hospital bed.
Oh, no.
And so I had to start about a week later than what I would have. I have filled in for the previous provider, Lori Johnson, when she was here, and feel like I got some big shoes to fill, but really enjoyed it. I've been here, and I'm practicing Monday through Friday, and really enjoying the community.
Great. Well, tell me a little bit about what the clinic offers.
Okay. Like I said, we were with West Texas Family Medicine. It has now, since then, been merged with Covenant, effective April. And we are considered a rural health clinic. We offer chronic management for hypertension, diabetes, all those chronic illnesses, COPD and all that. Plus, we do acute care. We can do sutures. We can cut out certain abscesses and treatment of wound care. We make referrals to additional services like physical therapy, hospice care, and really just about anything you could want is here locally, thankfully.
Yeah, and it is nice to have those services right here in town, even in the small town like Floydada.
Yes.
Some bigger city type medicine at this clinic, things that you don't see in every little town, right?
Right, right.
And you did mention West Texas Family Medicine being acquired by Covenant Health.
Yes.
And I understand that has some advantages to it in and of itself, right? The resources of the larger organization.
Absolutely. You know, Plainview's really been very helpful in getting this clinic a provider out here on a regular basis through West Texas. And now that Covenant has bought it, we can really do a whole lot more. Of course, Covenant is part of Providence, and it is a very large hospital-based hospital. We have just about any resource you could possibly think of. So if it can't be handled here, we definitely know how to get you to the specialists out there.
Right. And I know you mentioned also being open 5 days a week. That's something that hasn't always been the case in the past for this clinic. And I believe at one point it was even closed completely, but consistency going to be a big thing moving forward.
Yes, I tell you, I'm really looking forward to it. Even when Lori's here, I think she was only coming out a couple days a week for a short time. Now, Monday through Friday from basically 8:30 to 5, I'm here and I really enjoy seeing the community. I come from a small town. I'm moving to a small town, and now I work at a small town. So I'm really, really excited about it.
Yeah, and you said you had some big shoes to fill with Lori. I know a lot of people got to know her here in Floydada and really liked her, but I'm certain that patients will be able to feel comfortable with you as well. So that does lead me to one other question that I have. A lot of times people think, oh, well, it's a nurse practitioner. They probably can't treat whatever it is, or it's just a nurse practitioner.
Right.
But that's not the case. In modern medicine, nurse practitioners can treat a lot of the same things that a doctor can, right?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, in general practice, we're seeing a lot more primary care physicians get a little scarce, especially in the rural communities. And so nurse practitioners, physicians, assistants have stepped up and really taken over the role. A lot of people enjoy the mid-level, if you want to call us that still, profession, because we tend to spend a little bit more time on the history. We talk. It's more than just standing at the door and saying your highs and byes, throwing medicine at them, and walking out. We really try to get to know the patients. Of course, the amount of clientele that you see any day kind of gives and takes to that, but I've never had a problem where I was sitting there and talking to the patient, trying to get to know them, get a little background about them, and still provide very excellent care for them.
Yeah, the level of quality care that a patient is going to receive is going to be great, just as they would at another doctor's office in a larger town, right?
Absolutely, yes. And, we still work under a physician's care. There are some things that we still have to at least in the state of Texas, we don't work solely independent like you would in, say, New Mexico. But I think it's a benefit. I'm not about to sit here and say I know everything. I don't believe that's good for the patient to lie to them and let them feel that you know everything. If I don't know something, I say, I don't know. Let's try to look it up together. Or, I have a provider that's one step above me. He's got a little bit more experience in this. Let me ask him and see if we can come to a resolution to this problem.
So tell me a little bit about what kind of drew you into medicine, and how did you get to the point where you are now?
Well, you wouldn't believe it. I started as a dare. I worked as a nurse practitioner, and for as much experience as I have now, it was kind of scary when I started out, because I thought that if I saw someone in a wheelchair, if I stood too close, I was going to get whatever they had. And so I've come a long way from that. I worked as a nurse aide for a better part of probably 10 years and was told that I would be a really good nurse. And so I took him up on that, went to Covenant School of Nursing, and finished that. And then I just started seeing a lot of my friends that went to nursing school go on and get their bachelor's, their master's, and so and so. And I was like, man, I can really do that. So I went ahead and finished it. I have a postmaster's degree for family nurse practitioner from Texas Tech University. I have my bachelor's and master's in nursing education and management. And I got that at Lubbock Christian University. I thought it was an excellent opportunity for me to go independent. And so I've had a wealth of knowledge. I've worked private practice. I've worked mom and pop, commercial, and I even worked for the federal government. Took care of some of the veterans at the VA for some time as well.
So. Wow. And so now where you are, why do you feel like rural healthcare is someplace where you want to be, and why is that important to you?
To me, it wouldn't matter if it's urgent care in a rural community or just rural health in general. I've always liked the Norman Rockwell picture. I always wanted to get to know my community. I'm fairly young. I'm 48, but I tell you, I got an old-fashioned heart, and it's really nice to get to know the community at large and work with them. We've built a community in the rural health that gives you an opportunity to get to know your patients as opposed to just herding them through, okay? And so what I'd like to do is I don't mind talking to them. I don't mind getting to know them. I don't mind handing out suckers to the kids that just got shots, or let a patient know that when I give them a shot, it's not going to hurt me at all, So they get a big kick out of that, and it tends to calm them down a little bit. So,
do you have suckers for adults as well?
Not yet, but I probably will.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me know when you do. I'll be right over. one of the major concerns, and I know we are all tired of hearing about this, but it's still a concern in our community and yes. in our nation, is COVID-19. Where do you see us sitting right now where we are?
Well, you know, just from the testing that we do, I would like to, if I told any of our patients here anything, as of right now, we still cannot diagnose COVID without testing for COVID. And so when a patient comes in and says, well, all I got is a sneeze or I got a headache, there's been plenty of times people come in with just those few symptoms. When we do test them, convince them, it is positive. And so that's really important because you have a quarantine time. You want to prevent other exposure. You want to make sure that they get the additional help if they need it. And it really protects the community at large. I think that it's a good idea that everybody does try to get their vaccines. But I'm here to tell you, as big as the push is, I don't want anybody to feel like I'm against them if they choose not to. It is their choice still. And thankfully, we live in America and we can still make that choice. So if they come in and I ask them, have you been vaccinated? And they say, no. I don't give them any kind of a hard time about it at all. I just like to know so we know what we're dealing with. And so I think it's a good idea to test when they do come in. And right now, locally, we haven't seen too many positives like we did this time last year. And that's a good thing. So let's just keep up the good work like we've been doing.
And for those that haven't been vaccinated, and maybe they are considering it, that's something that you're offering at the clinic as well, right?
Yes. Yes. Here in the next couple of weeks, we should be getting our shipment of either COVID vaccines or boosters. And so we should be providing those really soon. So,
and for people that are still on the fence, maybe it's a good idea to talk to their provider, talk to you about that and kind of weigh what might be best for them, right?
Absolutely. I don't have a problem sitting down and talking to anybody about it. Like I said, it is a personal choice. It's a major push right now, but it is still a major decision for them to take. It's considered safe. But again, it's hard to convince some people. It's just, you know, I don't have a problem. I've had COVID. I didn't have any symptoms. Why should I take it? You know, and so it's just like one of those other vaccines. Well, why would you take a flu vaccine? Why would you take this and not this? So again, it's an individual decision. I think it's really important right now. And I think we're going to be dealing with it for a while. So unfortunately.
What else, Gary? Have I left anything out?
No, you know, like I said, I've in the short amount of time that I've been here, I wanted to let everybody know I really enjoyed them. We do have access to all of our clinics through Covenant, and so I try not to turn anybody down, walk-ins, scheduled or whatever. I would ask, especially now at this time when it's hard to get into clinics and everything, if you do schedule an appointment, please call and cancel if you're not going to make it. That way we can fill that slot with another person because that's a good 10 or 15 minute opportunity that we could give someone else a chance that wasn't able to get in to be seen that day, an opportunity to be seen. And I think that's just a good responsibility for the community at large.
Yeah, and common courtesy, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to see as many as I can. So.
Right. Well, Gary, why don't you remind us one more time, if someone wants to make an appointment or they want to come see you, how can they do that? Where do they need to go?
They can either call a Cogdell clinic, and any of the girls that are up there should be able to take the appointment time for you. Again, I've told the girls I'll see walk-ins. I don't have a problem with scheduling or anything. Just make sure to make those appointments. We're there from 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. And I apologize, I'm so new, I don't even have the number ready, but I can get it for you real quick. It's going to be 1-806-402-4033, and you can talk to Tammy, Mercedes, Marquis, or Maggie, and they'll set up an appointment for you.
All right, perfect. We've been speaking with Gary Sackett, a certified nurse practitioner and the new provider at Covenant, West Texas Family Medicine at the Cogdell Clinic in Floydada. Gary, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and look forward to seeing y'all.
And I'm Alex Striggers. This is On the Record.